Now let's continue on in Hosea 4. Now, for all of those who look at the churches, I'll bring a message on the churches here pretty quick because we're leading up to Pentecost. But we do live in a Laodicean age, okay? And that brings about the problem that people, even within the churches of God, do not listen to God the way that God wants you to listen to him. So as we start out here in Hosea 4 and verse 1, it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel." Now, we are the children of Israel. We are to hear the word of the Lord. We are the people of God in his church. And we better hear the word of God and not talk back to God, as Revelation 3 shows, of the Laodicean, say, "Well, we've got everything." When you get to that point, you're in trouble with God. "For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, the world, and with Israel both. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." Isn't that true? "What knowledge is there is perverted. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn." And we're going to see, are we going to have lots of food in the future? Better think about it again. "And everyone who dwells in it shall languish with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive or reprove another, for your people are as those who strive with the priest. And you shall stumble in the day, and the prophet shall also stumble with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother." Interesting. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Why do we have all the problems that we do? Why? Because people are not taught the word of God. They're not taught the laws of God. They're not taught the way of God. Look at what we have. Take every major city and all the problems that are in those cities, starting with drugs. And who profits the most by it? The super elite over everything. Why? Because they're not taught the truth. Let's go on. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge." That's why there's no knowledge of a lot of things. "I will also reject you from being as a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Remember that. That's what happened. Would you say this generation of children are forgotten? Turned over to Disneyland with all of their little high-tech devices, and you look at them. It's pure, absolute demonism in cartoons. Could say a whole lot more about Walt Disney, but he's a purveyor of the worst things possible for children and the society. "As they were increased, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall become like people, like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings." Now what happened? Always happens. Unless you come to God and repent through Jesus Christ, have your sins forgiven, and you start loving God and obeying God on a mass scale. Now, there's a new book out, Coming Great Awakening. That's going to lead into the one world religion and the false prophet. Now, notice what's going to happen. Verse 10, "For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase because they've stopped taking heed to the Lord. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart," and that's exactly what happens with drugs too. and it's very difficult with some drugs. Now, let's come to Deuteronomy 28. Now, while we're turning there, just note, Psalm 78 says that the children of Israel flatter God when he slays them, but their hearts are not right with him. Deuteronomy 28, verse 37. Now, these are all of the problems of iniquity that come upon the children of Israel because they sin. The key is set in verse 1, Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. And that's the most important thing. That's why he has it written down. And what was the problem of Adam and Eve? They listened to the voice of the serpent instead of listening to the voice of God. Okay. If you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you today, then the Lord your God shall set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Then he lists all the blessings. Everyone wants those. Now, I want you to read every single verse in Deuteronomy 28, and as you do, you'll find that that perfectly describes the health of this nation today. Maybe not in the nth degree, but it will, because in the process of time, it will be more fully fulfilled. Now, verse 37. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, where the Lord shall lead you. And you shall carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather little in, for the locust shall eat it. Now, we'll look at that in a little bit. You shall plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink the wine nor gather, for the worm shall eat them. And you shall have olive trees throughout your coast, but you shall not anoint yourself with oil, for your olive tree shall drop off its fruit. God has ways to get his point across. You shall beget sons and daughters, but you shall not enjoy them. Sound like today? You got trouble in your family, trouble with your kids? Now, Jack brought up a very interesting thing. There are 14 blessings and 54 curses. Now, hold your place right there and go over to verse 22. The Lord shall strike you with lung disease and with a fever. Wonder what the Wuhan virus is like. And with inflammation, with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting and mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. See? Remember this. Whenever there is no repentance, the penalty comes. Now let's come back over here. Verse 42. And all your trees and the fruit of your land the locust shall possess. Now, we'll see that in a little bit. Now, what is true, though? What is true? What I want you to understand, not only is this just for the children of Israel, but God judges all nations, as we have seen, right? Right? Now, I'm going to be reading some reports here in just a little bit. And it's going to be astonishing what's taking place. And, you know, people go along and it gets really bad and people say, well, it can't get much worse. That's just what it's going to get worse. Verse 43, the stranger dwelling among you shall get up above you very high and you shall come down very low. We're right in the middle of that process right now, are we not? He shall lend to you, and you shall not loan to him. He shall be the head, you shall be the tail. And all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, until you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes as he has commanded you. I dare anyone out there to show me one commandment or one statute or one saying of God or Jesus Christ that is not right. Whether for good or whether for correction in evil. Verse 46, and they shall be on you for a sign and a wonder, and on your seed forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Now, all you Laodiceans out there, listen up. When you say you have need of nothing, because you've grown rich and increased with goods. Verse 47 tells you what you need to do. Repent. Otherwise, you'll serve your enemies. All right, now we'll come back to some scriptures in a bit. Now, this is going to be quite a thing. Here's a good number of reports, okay? Now, you don't hear anything about this on news, the regular news. But today we have the internet and a lot of alternate news so that we can get these things. Disaster disrupting food supply. Now, have you gone to the store and seen some empty shelves lately? Now, Costco or Sam's Club or whatever other club is like that, they are filled with all kinds of goods, right? You get anything you want. But if you go into the dairy section and you want to buy eggs, or you go into the where the canned fish is and you want to buy canned fish, which is in a stack of four or five or eight, what does it say? One per customer. Dolores went over there. We went over to Costco this week, and she loaded up on fish and put it all in her basket. She gets one of these electric carts, and she does wheelies all the way through Costco, you know. Okay. And she got up there, and what did the checker say to her? You can't have this because you only get one, and you can't have that because you can only get one. What is that? Rationing, right? Why? Because there's a coming breakdown in the food chain. Now, let me read it. This is from All News Pipeline by Susan Douglas. Okay? No matter the disaster, be it economic collapse, natural disaster, flooding, early freezes, decimating crops and forests, and harvest, rather, or as we are witnessing now, a pandemic, the one thing each of these events have in common is they cause a food supply disruption as the food chain breaks down. Now think about all the things that have happened, everything that has been shut down. Let me read on. We in the independent media have long warned that food was going to become a problem eventually, watching things get even worse as event after event piled into each other, all affecting the food supply. Flooding hit the Midwest, which prevented farmers from planting on time, some not able to plant at all. That was last year. Those same floods are destroying livestock and livelihood of other ranchers. Then came an early freeze, which rushed the harvest that had already been planted late. Then, other issues across the globe affect other food items and chains, such as the mass slaughter of chickens in China. 145 million chickens had to be slaughtered. 150 million pigs had to be slaughtered. Now then, think about that in China, because China They're bluffing right now, trying to say, well, we're as good as America and we're going to take over. No, they're bluffing so they can get out and go someplace and attack someplace so they can get some food. But they wouldn't dare tell you that. Chickens reported on February 2020, along with worldwide shortage of pork coming from China, swine flu issues in 2019. Then came the Wuhan virus. Many rushed to the stores and started panic shopping. Did you do that? Did you get some things? I know what I did. I contacted a wholesale dealer that I know, and we've got 5 cartons of toilet paper. Many rushed to the stores and started panic shopping, emptying shelves of cleaning supplies, toilet paper, frozen pizzas. Yay, I know, not the smartest choices. And only survival food companies started seeing massive influxes of orders, etc. Note, enough now to have notices at the top of their pages stating shipping and delivering would take a month or up to 3. That's assuming they're able to restock, see, because none of us today grow any of our own food. We don't know. You plant a seed, how long does it take to grow? How long does it take to ripen? How long does it take to harvest it? How long does it take for apples to get ripe, for plums, for berries, for all of those good things that you have? How about milk? That is only one set of problems that affect the food chain. These shortages, and then a shortage of consumers for other projects, including leaving an oversupply of products that are having to be destroyed, dumped, or killed. So let's look a little deeper, they say. We see that due to the closures, howbeit schools, restaurants, large consumers of certain products, tens of thousands of chickens had to be euthanized because of a drop in egg sales. Tens of millions of gallons of milk have been dumped for the same reason, because they're not selling it at schools, they're not selling it at colleges. What's that going to do? The problem isn't the shortage of foods or commodities. If anything, food waste is becoming a bigger issue as traditional big bulk buyers like college dorms, restaurant chains, suddenly stop receiving deliveries. As a result, millions of gallons of milk are being dumped. Farmers have no alternative but to turn fresh vegetables into mulch. All right? Let's talk about locusts. Africa. Second wave of locusts in East Africa said to be 20 times worse. UN warns of alarming, unprecedented threat to food security and livelihoods in the region. A second wave of desert locusts is threatening East Africa with estimates that will be 20 times worse than the plague that descended 2 months ago. Because what happened? They lay eggs, and then those eggs hatch. The locust present an extremely alarming and unprecedented threat to food security and livelihoods. A swarm of just more than one-third of a square mile can eat the same amount of food in one day as 35,000 people. The second invasion from breeding grounds in Somalia includes many young adults who are especially voracious eaters. In Uganda, the Agricultural Department said, this is very active, destructive, and we are worried that it has come at the time of the lockdown. Just when everybody has to be, what? Quarantined. We are a bit overwhelmed. The moment they arrive in one place, the first thing they do is eat everything green. They have destroyed some fields of crops and vegetation. Okay? And it shows some pictures about that. Certain district in Uganda was hit by a swarm last week, said people were filled with despair, having already endured flooding and previous swarms. This is seriously going to bring food insecurity. What did we read about things in Matthew 24, Luke 21, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, right? They are happening. People were filled with despair, having already endured flooding, previous swarm. Okay. As we were hopeful to receive some relief food to support the situation on the ground, the locust invasion and the COVID-19 lockdown is moving towards devastating the economy, because certain things, it takes a long time to grow and process and get ready. See, but everybody who shops in the supermarket, like this little girl was asked, where does milk come from? It comes from a carton. Never heard of a cow, okay? We expect government, number of partners, the World Food Program to come to our rescue with relief food. Otherwise, our people will end with starvation. Then here's another one. On locusts, you can't eat them now because they're sprayed with poison. Okay? Look at these things. These are monstrous. Yesterday, I reported that the UN has used the phrase, biblical proportions to describe the famines and that are starting to happen around the globe as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, we're going to see it is in all Eastern Africa and Southwest Australia into Yemen, into Iran, and over to the western border of China. And those swarms of locusts will eat everything. All right, I'll just read some headlines here. Biblical famines could double global hunger as a result of the coronavirus crisis. Hunger pandemic, and Africa is going to be hit hard. Coronavirus can double number of people who go hungry globally. Now, these are things that are real and can take place and are right now in motion as we are speaking and listening. So what does this tell us? Unless there is some kind of repentance, unless there's some kind of change, we are staring these things right in the face, right? Then look at all the storms and tornadoes across the southeast. Look at that. Record heat possible for California's southwest. What's going to happen there? Now, right here, I've been watching this cherry orchard just north of town. And we've had a lot of rain, and they had a hard time getting it warm enough for bees to get out of the hive to go ahead and pollinate so they can have some cherries. So I wonder if there will be cherries. And I wonder how many there will be. And I wonder what the price will be. $7 a pound? What was it last year? Let's see what else they have here. There will be worse famine in Zambia in 2020. So that's East Africa. Okay, now here I'll just show you this picture. Locust plague begins to strike farmers in western New South Wales in Australia. What did they just go through? Fire. Everything burned down. Now everything's going to be eaten down. All right. So much on this, it's almost impossible to go through. Now then, here's one on China. And these are from reports in China that they've gotten out, which the government doesn't want to get out, but they're going to get out because there are a lot of Chinese who are beginning to rebel against the government over there. If these stories from China are true, I don't necessarily fault our media for not reporting them. I'm sure that the Chinese government has things on intensive lockdown and would not let Western journals into the most heavily affected areas. What I find interesting is that these apocalyptic images of fighting locusts are being broadcast on Chinese television, which they watch via satellite, but are not being spoken of in the U.S. media. Okay, the Daily Beast just posted a piece about the unusual threat from locusts this year and how the Chinese state medium has played it down. And the way that they fight them, they get these huge, gigantic blow torches and go out in the midst of them and just fry them. The doctor has the right take on this. He doesn't know if it's authentic or fake, but the more important aspect of the story is lots of Chinese elite believe it could be true and are passing the things along in social media. It is being taken seriously by educated Chinese people, and they act on it. Now, think about this. You've heard of the wet markets. And what do they eat from the wet markets? Every wild beast, including bats. Why? Could it be that the food supply is short? And that there's nothing much else to eat but that? Chinese wouldn't tell you. That's what this is all about. As a consequence of all of this, nobody trusts anybody. Okay? So we'll have to see what happens. But it's getting around. They can't stop it. Here was a prophecy by one of their own historians. Quote, the year 2020, the year all of China will weep. The omens will be so bad that the new year will not be celebrated. Then the plague will come. And remember what they had with the Wuhan virus. That was a whole lot worse. Some estimates compared to what we have here in America. And remember, they had the first round of the Wuhan virus coming out very strong. And people were dropping dead like flies. So whatever got out of that laboratory, wherever it came from, it was strong. But as it's passed along, it becomes increasingly less dangerous. But they probably had 300,000 or 400,000 Chinese die, minimum. And it has affected everything. And now they say there is another batch coming along that arises out of those who had the strong first part of it, who survived. Okay, they believe, but the more fundamental, amazing thing is the fact that this has been shared and commented on by thousands of Chinese elite. In complete defiance of the Communist Party, which has done everything it can to stamp out their ancient religion with these things here, the plague that would come, and I'll read a little more of that. It will come with fury. The tigers and wolves will hide in the mountains. The plague will consume all the land and will eventually spread to the whole world. Very soon, rice will become so expensive that no one can eat. Then the rivers will sink all the boats. People in that year will only be able to harvest rice in the very early spring. There will be no harvest late season rice, beans, wheat, or oats because the vast clouds of locusts will lay waste to the entire countryside. I, gentlemen, Zigong, assure you Chinese in 2020 that the locusts will fall from the skies and the destruction will be complete. Smoke and fire will fill the fields. Nothing will be able to stop the swarms. And then it talks in another report that another part of China that there are animals dying. And they can't bury them, and so the stench is just rising up. So look out for China to be suffering some pretty terrible things. Here's one. Asian hornets invade the UK. And if you're sensitive to any bee sting, you get stung by this, you're dead. Now, let's look at some other things we need to cover. What does God want out of all of this? Okay, Let's come to Amos 4 and verse 6. What does God want out of all of this? See, because all of this is a result of their own sins coming back upon them, God has clearly delineated in his word that this will happen if you sin. But how many people read the word of God to find out? Very few. So God says in Amos 4 and verse 6, I have also given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities. Lack of food, right? And lack of bread in all your places, yet you have not returned to me. God wants repentance. I've also withheld the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. I have caused rain to fall on one city, caused it to rain, not rain on another. One field was rained upon, the field which did not get rain dried up. Two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water. We've seen that. That happened, didn't it? Yet you have not returned to me. I want you to notice, verse 6, last sentence. Yet you have not returned to me. Verse 8, yet you have not returned to me. Verse 9, he says here, I've stricken you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the creeping locust devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me. I've sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. I've slain your young men with the sword. How many have been killed? How many wars have we been in? And like it said, $8 trillion in the Middle East. For what? I made the stench of your camps to come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me. I've overthrown some among you as God has overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet you have not returned to me. The closest you have to that is 9/11. Therefore, verse 12, this is what God wants. You're going to meet God in one way or another. Everyone's going to answer to God one way or another. Therefore, I will do this to you, O house of Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Well, that's quite a statement. So what does he say? Here is what God wants. The only way these things will diminish for a while is if this happens. Verse 4, Amos 5. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and you shall live. Return to God and seek him. Do not seek Bethel. What does the word Bethel mean? It means house of God. That's what it originally meant, but it became a pagan place. So today, don't go back to the Sunday-keeping, pagan-keeping churches that call themselves Christian. Nor enter in at Gilgal, and do not pass to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into exile. Beersheba shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord, and you shall live. Number 2, lest he break out like a fire on the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him, what God says. Who created the Pleiades and Orion, who turned the deep darkness into morning, and him who darkened the day into night, seek him. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 4 times so far. Come over here to verse 14. Here's what you do. Now notice, here's a pattern in the Bible. Whenever these things come along and there are these disasters and so forth, God is offering repentance if they would. But it's a choice that needs to be made. And for those of us in the churches of God, we've got to make the choices that we have got to apply these things to our lives as well. So therefore, verse 14, seek good, not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Hate the evil, love the good. Now that starts with returning to keeping the laws and commandments of God, because evil is transgression of the law. And God wants you to do that so he can bless you, so that he will keep you in times of trouble. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, and from that, the rest of the world for the time being. But if there is not, and it must begin with the churches of God, and it must begin with the ministers within the churches of God in teaching and helping the brethren, then it's got to go to all the Sunday keepers. You must stop keeping Sunday and the pagan days of this world and return to God with all your heart. That's what God wants. He's not going to settle for anything less. He's not going to settle for the half-baked gospel that you preach with all the lies and paganism mixed in with it. It isn't going to work. We are at a critical point. We are standing on the precipice of many evil things to happen that will come suddenly, like a tornado. You don't expect it, and one day the dark cloud is there, and then your home and your whole neighborhood is blown away. So God wants us to understand these things. This is necessary. We could preach nice things about how to be better people and be nicey nice to each other, but unless you love God and keep his commandments, all of that is just so much whitewash on this tottering, bowing wall that's going to crumble.